this is the time of love's arrival. So the more that we can expect love to arrive, we want to remember to be devoted, to be asserted, to be welcomed. In other words, imagine that we're the welcoming party. Can you be in charge of the welcoming party? Sure, why not? So we want to really pledge ahead. Pledge ahead is we're going to have the dust of the past. We're going to have the obscurations. We're going to have all of like the clouds, the darkness that helps, that kept us from seeing the sunshine. But the more that we step ahead, stepping ahead is not living in the future. It's really relaxing and enjoying the sunshine. In other words, the sunshine is going to be the light. The sunshine is going to be our illuminated mind. The sunshine is going to be our eternal love's arrival. So the more that we can hold that like joyful expectancy, hold that joyful surrounding presence, that's the gift that we give to ourselves always, because we are assuming to proceed. So it's a little bit like having that liftoff status, having that touch of faith, having that expectation of love's arrival that allows us, they're showing me like just putting like pennies in a piggy bank. So it's sort of like investing in our spiritual monetary values. So we really want to remember that each of us are being supported to move into our ascension status, to move into our holy remembrance, to move into our divine blissful state, to move beyond where we were long ago. So we really want to remember that we are in charge of our ascension. We are in charge of greeting the light always. We are in charge of speeding ahead. So it's a little bit like the story of the past is just going to keep happening. In other words, the ego story, the ego script, however you want to see it, it's sort of like well-defined. I mean, it's just going to do its thing, duality, good, bad, up, down, all day long. So it's sort of like allowing that to sort of doing its thing, but they're just showing me like sort of like pressing your ear to long ago. And so long ago is not our past story. It's not our time on earth. Long ago is really arriving at the keys of the kingdom, really arriving at that heavenly blessed formation and consideration. It's really allowing and deferring to that expectancy of all. So as you will allow your faith to be gladdened, your faith to be welcomed, your faith to be almost like having like it's like shaking its hand, we will bring forth and deliver the goods with ease. So when they're saying that, I'm just seeing the universe card. So we really want to understand that we're at a very pivotal opening opportunity to receive that grand wealth. But it's very important, and they don't like when we do but, and it's very, very important that we find the love inside. So in other words, some of us are still releasing some of those past beliefs where we didn't feel enough, where we feel like it's too late, where we're believing in the false prophecy. So all of this, like what we would call baggage. So the more that we can press ahead and really realize with delight, sort of having this enthusiasm or this expectancy, that love is arriving always. So that means it doesn't matter what happened in the past. It doesn't matter all of the ego's agenda, like all of the script, all of the dismay. They're saying consider the sunshine. So when you consider the sunshine, it's like just imagine you had something to solve. And it's like, well, I don't have enough capital. I don't have enough printing paper, like whatever it is. But there seems to be a lack. And so you're looking at the lack and it's like, this is just not going to fly. How can this possibly be? But when they say consider the sunshine, remember there's more coming in. There's more to conceive. There's more to suggest. There's more to be privileged of. There's more sunshine. So sunshine again is the light. So the light that is being offered, remember, we're awakening a spiritual DNA in unison. So the unison is we're releasing the, well, I've got more light than you do, or my book's out before yours is, or whatever it is, all this comparison. So when we receive in unison, it's like we're always shining brightly, because every time each of us says yes to the light, there's more and more and more to come, because we keep sort of like adding to the pot for all to receive. It's very important at this time that we stop. We kind of, you know, hold that sense of individuality. I have a name, I have a birth certificate, I have a driver's license. So, like you're using it, it helps you navigate, helps you, you know, play your role, have like the exchanges of kindness. But that the more that we understand that we're traveling larger, meaning that in addition to that aspect of self, we're remembering our holy name. And so our holy name is, there is no division, there is no duality. So this is the shift from 3D to unity consciousness, where we're all aboard, because each of us, like as we continue to shine, we're going to understand who we are beyond the borders, beyond the limitations. So all of the like ego story about borders, and that's the reason, it's like it's in our consciousness to help us see, to help us decide again, to help us choose, to help us go beyond. So we want to remember that sort of like the grievances of lack that are upon us, it's like the more that we have sort of a neutral stance about it and really understand that it's sort of like helping us bring the pedal to the metal. It's so funny that someone would say that to me. They're kind of laughing. And so this is the point. The reason they said that and the reason they're kind of giggling is they're helping us to go up higher and kind of relax. So, you know, how would I say that? Like seriousness is not going to help us arrive. So now I get that, because I was sort of like, why are we saying that? But we're saying that to really be at ease and to really be comfortable that love is the way. So we want to remember that each of us has already received a high stroke. In other words, we've already conducted ourselves in what we refer to as 5D reality. We've already held that master consciousness. So it's sort of like it's in our traveling valise, it's in our traveling navigational system, and it's due for our arrival, it's due for love's arrival. So allow yourselves to what I say, call that, travel with your light attainment. So the reason I'm kind of stumbling for the word sometimes is every time this light gets stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger, I kind of forget my humanness. and I kind of even like have to take it back to find the words. So we want to really understand that we're moving into like that judgment's call of resolution, where it's like judgment day, as we will decide. And so that judgment, of course, is just recognizing we're already whole, we're already one, we're already light, we're already forgiven, we're already beyond that old paradigm's teaching. So the more that we can travel higher, and the more that we can stay ahead, and the more that we can reassemble in bliss, and the more that we can respond to love. So this is the point. There's going to be drama. There's going to be tension. And so we're the ones opening up to the light. We're the ones bringing forth the ascension at last. And we do that as we turn our attention to the light, as we really understand that the drama afoot has like, how would I say that, like an offering or an opportunity. So it's sort of like the old system is being restored at last. And so the more that we understand that we are the defining motion, in other words, we're the ones consenting to that new broadcast, to that new verse, to that new offering to that new entitlement. And so it's the more that we can consider that with honor, and the more that we can consider that at last, and the more that we can stay ahead. So again, they started off with that idea, is when we stay ahead, we open to the light, we consider the light, we kind of hold that awareness that the light is available always, if only we will see. And so again, it's not seeing with the physical eyes, it's seeing with our spiritual eyes, it's seeing with our spiritual heart. And then we will adjust for many. So those that are really fixated on the old story, on the win, I win, you win, someone's got to win, someone's got to lose. So all of that is really sort of like being washed away where when we stop feeding it, when we stop exercising it, when we stop choosing it, it becomes lackluster. In other words, it starts fading from our life. So we're still, you know, functioning in form, we're still paying our taxes, whatever it is. But what we're responding to, what we're accessing, what we're devoted to, what we're establishing, what we're unifying is how would I say that, like full steam ahead. So we want to remember that we are already the seers, we are already the masters, we are already in the chambers higher. They want us to really leave with that awareness that we are already in the chambers higher. So whether it's a master's retreat, whether you're in an ascension temple, whether you're in all of the above, we want to remember that we have the stroke of luck, meaning that we have the ability to receive that sunshine. And so as we will allow ourselves that passage of time. So the passage of time is walking out of time. It's really walking into our eternal best. It's really walking into our final stage. And so the final, there is no final. I mean, you just keep blossoming and advancing and awakening and enlightening. But the final stage from our concern is really opening up the doorway to heaven. So in other words, shifting in consciousness to a new broadcast. And so we want to remember that as we receive this complete, everything has its turn, meaning that everything that we see, witness, everything that comes into our atmosphere is our entitlement of peace. In other words, because we say yes, because we profess to that highest visioning, then everything that's part of our divine assignment, it's just going to step right up with ease. So we don't want to function out of the old, how would I put that? Like just the old way of stress, the old way of strains, the old way of, you know, I got to work really hard and spin my wheels. So it's really just a vibrational alignment. And so we want to remember that the ego, you know, when I say that, like it's going to cause problems because, well, that can't be, that can hardly be the case. But it really is. And it's right here as we will conceive that all things are now possible. So allow yourselves to have a heart, meaning that we're functioning out of our spiritual heart rather than the mind's tendencies, rather than the old conditioning. So as we allow ourselves that kind of gesturing, that kindness, affordability, we perform our rite of passage at last. So remember the vibrational alignment that we're now driving with, that we're now conceiving is our new possibility, has that stroke of luck. So what we couldn't figure out how to get before is like easily provided. So we want to remember everything in the outer is coinciding with the inner. So it's always about turning on our light. It's always about our sense of notion. In other words, where we are placing our attention, where we are ready to proceed. So allow love to be happening always. Love happening always is. The light is always available for us. Love is always in procession with us. And so it's looking for housing. You know, do you have a house to rent? Do you have an apartment to rent? It's looking for housing. So we are the house. We are the lighthouse. So again, lighthouse, and the house being your auric field, your traveling vessel, your Merkaba. So allow all good notions to occur. That means everything that is now equated with our light, equated with our destiny, has now arrived. So feel that, receive that, permit that, applaud that. So applauding it is saying yes. Is saying yes, I choose the light. And trusting that your higher self, your I Am Presence, your Christ self, your Buddhahood knows the way. Because all we know is the past. All we know is stress or strain. All we know is win or lose. So we're going beyond that level of awareness to our higher visioning where all is possible, allowing love to arrive with ease. And really feeling those floodgates open at last, so that as we receive the light, all are welcome. Friends, foes, past enemies. So these would be others as well as our past selves, receiving this light, receiving this upgrade, receiving this abundant increase. Receive, 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 and know all is well. Thank you, everybody, for agreeing with your light, opening up to love's transmission. Remember, we offer those transmissions 3 times a week, free of charge. Just hop on, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, hop off, or listen later as you're able. Okay.